Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for March 11th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown or snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. OnePlus is set to go all in on 5G with the release of the OnePlus 8 series, hopefully in the next couple of months. CEO Pete Lau confirmed that the OnePlus 8 devices will come with the super fast connectivity speed with all models released. However, that might bump up the price as a result, which naturally might put some people off out there who are looking to upgrade. We brought you exclusive news that Google is planning on releasing a new Chromecast Ultra streaming dongle that will be based upon Android TV and, get this, will finally come with a remote. The device, codenamed Sabrina, will support 4K HDR content and will have all the usual Chromecast bells and whistles. The new remote will resemble a mashup of the Daydream View remote and the Apple TV remote with a dedicated Google Assistant button for voice controls. Aesthetically, the dongle will resemble the third-gen Chromecast, and there's no doubt it could really be a massive hit if priced correctly. Another day, another Pixel 4a leak, as this time we've got some alleged press renders that may even confirm a potential $399 start price for the upcoming device. Plus, it looks as though there will be a return of the clearly white colour seen on last year's Pixel 3a, with that coloured power button to boot. Gmail has now finally added support for saving and quickly pasting different signatures to your emails, which was one of the most wanted and requested features for many of you out there. You can create them using the new Manage Signatures section, which lets you add up to 10,000 characters if you simply must have a novel as your email signature. You can even set default signatures for new emails or messages that you've already replied to. The only downside is this is only available on the web at the moment, not mobile just yet. And finally, Google Stadia has now hit 500,000 downloads on the Google Play Store, which is a solid milestone for the fledgling game streaming service. At this point, it's still unclear just how many players the service has at this stage, but with 500,000 downloads prior to the free tier launching, that isn't too shabby, all things considered. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, and via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.